Warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause you to become confused as to what liquids you should drink and liquids that you shouldn't, such as liquids with volatile sensitivity to changes in temperature and or pressure, liquids that require two mechanical seals to stay put, non-lubricating liquids that produce gases and or solids that may or may not be abrasive, liquids that are seriously goddamn sensitive to agitation, liquids that react with each other to form a solid, which is an absolute nightmare, take it from Sick Puppy, or limitlessly lubricating liquids, a nightmare at the other end of the spectrum, take it from Spoon, and lastly, anything at all consumed by the boys at
shouldidrinkthat.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Sick Puppy.
This is the most reverend Father Spoon.
Coming at you with episode 58 for ShouldIDrinkThat.com.
Or even if it's crap.
We drink it.
So you don't have to.
That's right, brother.
Oh, it's been a while.
Yes, back in Studio A. Man, we've been like either really, really busy or tour for SIDT.
On tour, I like
man.
That. Yeah. I like how that sounds. And just looking at our past episodes and even going all the way back to 53... That was back in July. That was the Bocktown show.
Yeah,
all the shows have been live.
Yeah, we've been traveling minstrels.
Actually, the beers that we have tonight are we got from the Beer on the Bay Festival.
Yes, our homebrewing fan Bill.
If you read the comments, you know who Bill is. Bill comments on everything.
Attaboy.
You could say "huh," and he'll like write five paragraphs about the word "huh."
We love
his origin
you, Bill.
And then tell you why he loves being a vegan.
Ouch.
He busts my balls all the time about that. Well, if I ate meat, don't worry, that's more for me.
Yeah, exactly. Hook me up with a steak and shut up, Bill.
Yeah, so Beer on the Bay was episode 54, came out August 20th.
Yeah, and Bill was kind enough to give us some of his homebrews that day.
That was also the first time we had the Panius Dropus.
Yes.
Oh.
I have a bottle of that here. Maybe we'll crack that later.
Post-show beers. Okay, so what's the first beer that we have from Bill?
He gave us a Conundrum IPA, as he likes to call it. So it comes in at 75 IBUs, which is, you know, pretty respectable. 7.5% ABV. And he had bottled this on January 24th, 2009.
Wow. So, it's been aged.
Yes. That's because we've been sitting on it for a while, too.
We've been on tour.
Yes.
We have to do something with being on tour next year.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Because we have a lot more events coming up for the summer and fall of next year already.
We'll both have to take a sabbatical and or if we get laid off again.
I hope not.
Yeah, me too, bro. Things are going good for both of us on in that respect. So
yeah, we got jobs.
Yeah, we're doing good. Jobs we love, too.
As Sick Puppy says, we're no longer unemployed pieces of shit.
Yes. No longer collecting unemployment checks.
Although I kind of liked collecting mine because all I had to do was go online every week.
Yeah,
or every
it's
2 weeks.
For a while, dude. But
oh, I was going crazy.
Yeah, it's too much time on my hands,
especially with a newborn, dude. I wasn't getting out of the house.
Idle, sick puppy hands are evil. But anyway, back to the beer.
Bill was nice enough to give us descriptions, and like I said, he writes paragraphs and paragraphs and novels on everything. And he didn't disappoint us with his descriptions for these beers.
Yeah, they're very well written out. His Conundrum IPA was named because he was in a conundrum of what hops to use. He didn't have any high alpha acid hops for bittering. So he used a combination of Pearl and Goldings to give him about a 16.6 or around 17 AAU. At the 60-minute mark in the boil, which is the beginning of the boil. And for aroma, used 2 ounces of 11 AAU Fuggles at 15 minutes before the end of the boil. And his grist or malt bill is Rahr Pilsner malt, number one caramel at 20L, which is the color, and about a half a pound of caramel 80L. And it looks like he actually threw in a half a pound of carapils for the head. And a whopping 1.5 pounds of corn sugar to help dry it out and kick up the ABV a notch. Attaboy, Bill. He said it started out drinking more like a British IPA than an American IPA, but I don't know if it's the aging of it, Spoon, or to me, it's more of an American IPA right now.
If you haven't been able to figure out, this is all homebrew talk, which is why he's reading it and not me.
Oy. But the yeast he used was Fermentis S04. It's a dry yeast experiment that evidently he does not like because he says he won't use it again. The original gravity is 1076, and the final gravity turned out to be 1020, which, is, you know, like I said, is about 7.5% alcohol. So it's got a respectable kick to it, that's for sure.
Wow, that's a strong floral nose on it.
Ooh. Yeah, it's incredible. Wow. I love the aroma of this beer. A little Fuggles in there.
Ooh. Well, I get a lot of malt out of that. For 70 plus, or was it 75 IBUs?
75.
I'm not getting a lot of hops.
And I get a ton of hops, actually, but there is a malt backing to it.
Yeah, I think the malt's kind of balancing that out.
I like it. It's very, very well done, Bill.
Hmm.
We figured we'd do you right and do the intro of the show with one of your beers. So.
Kind of looks like apple cider.
You deserve it, my friend.
It's got a hazy shade of hop.
Although I will say, I don't know if you meant to nut filter this one. I don't know if you mentioned it to me before, but there was a ton of chunky yeast at the bottom of that bottle. I don't know if that was by design or just you suck at filtering. I don't know.
I say he sucks at filtering. Yeah, we'll go with that.
Let us know in the comments.
We'll bust his balls.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that either way. I just noticed it. So what we got going on, Spoon?
So one of the cool things, too, kind of feeding off the whole, we got this from a beer festival, is there's a new service that's available in Pittsburgh. We just found out about this last week.
I love this idea.
And they're getting tons of press coverage. So we thought we'd mention it on here. Who knows? We'll get a hold of these guys, see if we can have them sit down and talk to us about it. This is so cool. It's called The Pear Cares, like the fruit, pear. And the website is thepearcares.com. Always the links are available from our shows on shouldidrinkthat.com. And here's the deal. You've had too much to drink. You don't really want to take a taxi because that's just expensive as hell. And you have your car. Like say you're at Bocktown or something and you have to get home. What the company will do is they'll come and pick you up and your vehicle and drive you home. Yeah, you heard that right.
That's
they'll drive
awesome.
Your car home.
Yeah, they'll actually drive your car home.
So checking out their site. Now, here's the cool thing, too, is the price. It's a $15 fixed fee. Can't beat that.
That's
and it's
awesome.
$1.50 per mile. So we figured to get back to Studio A, it would cost roughly like $52 or so. That's to bring our cars back and us. Now, I don't know what they charge for like a cleaning fee if you get sick in the car. Because you have to remember, people are drinking.
Yeah, right on. I wouldn't want to be the driver of one of those vehicles, depending on who's in the seats.
So, yeah, just checking out this site. It looks really cool. Chauffeur rates are estimated based on a minimum per-trip fare and assumed round-trip fares. You can go check out their site, like I said, thepearcares.com. And you can. This is the other cool thing. You can make reservations. So if you know you're going out and you're going to get trashed, we want you to be responsible because you're fans of our show. We want you to stick around and download more of our shows.
That's right.
And buy us beers. So you could go onto their website or you could call them at 412-324-8000 or reservations at thepearcares.com. You put in your name, your address. Your email address. I didn't get that right. Where you want to be picked up from, your home destination, the date of the ride, pickup time, number of passengers, do you require multiple drop-offs, and here's the cool thing, automatic or manual transmission. Fantastic. This is great!
That's awesome.
You also have to agree to their waiver, too, that you're not going to sue them if you do anything stupid.
Yeah, right on.
Because really, when you're drinking, people do stupid things, and, well, I've been the DD before, and yeah, I usually just want to punch people. So anyways, go check out the Pear Cares. I think it's a great thing.
It's a great
service. Especially
for
beer festivals that are coming up next year.
Yeah, I hope they really do well because they deserve it. That's a great idea.
I love the site, too. Their logo is, I mean, it's a pear, obviously.
It's a pear.
But it's a cool-looking pear. I like it. I dig it. It's just cool. So go check that out, thepearcares.com. Oh, I got to get back to drinking this beer.
Yeah. Hence my silence. I was enjoying Bill's beer.
Delish. I don't know if it's just been because it was sitting for a while, but I'm getting, I don't like the carbonation on it.
No?
No, it's, It doesn't tickle my fancy.
What do you mean? Not enough?
I think it's too much. But it's also a homebrew, so it's I give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, it's bottled, so yeah. Mm. Next bottle could be a little different.
I'm getting a lot of malt, though. The deeper I go into this, I'm really liking it.
Oh, yeah, it's got a good malt and then hops balance to it, even though there's a ton of hops in here.
I don't know why, but I
respect that.
I have apple in my head for some reason, like a green apple.
Yeah, it's kind of got that tint to it. It's the, the hops.
Proper. I've been watching a lot of Tropic Thunder. Have you watched it?
No, I've never seen that.
You have to get that movie. Robert Downey Jr. should get freaking critical acclaim for this thing. I don't even know if he has. I don't pay attention to that shit.
Well, he's got. Oh my god! That movie has one actor I despise in it.
Oh, Jack Black?
No. Well, yeah, him.
Oh, Ben Stiller.
Yeah, Ben Stiller.
I forgot you hate Ben Stiller.
He's a douche.
His wife's hot though.
I don't even know who that is.
I'll show you a picture later. Dude, she's smoking. Did you see Dodgeball?
Yes, I did see Dodgeball.
The blonde chick in that movie?
Oh, no way.
That's his wife.
Yeah. She's hot. I'll give him that.
My God.
I don't know. To me, his movies just got stale really, really quick.
It's the same kind of humor, you know, over and over again.
And like, you know, the Will Ferrell fail.
Will fail.
Will fail.
And he's starting to get pretty old.
Yeah, horrible. Dumb ass movies. Whereas everyone knows, at least our regular listeners know, that Sick Puppy's not a big, gigantic fan of Hollywood, so.
Down with the man.
I digress.
Yeah.
All right, dude. So, thumbs up on the Conundrum IPA?
Yeah. Oh, I like this one.
Yeah, me as well. Good job, Bill.
I give him credit for that. Actually, I got to see the label here.
He stole the image off the internet.
Yes, he did, because there's looks like a copyright sticker on there.
Google image search, huh, Bill?
Nice one, Bill.
Attaboy.
What are you going to do next, Bill? Couldn't take your own pictures, Bill?
I'm actually thinking about a label for my new kiwi-flavored beer. I can put one of them little kiwi birds on it.
Why don't you get a chick with two kiwis in front of her breast?
That'll work.
Yeah?
Or maybe you.
No.
No?
I bet you we could probably... You know what we could do? We could probably get Big Bob from 96.1 to dress in his underwear and put those in front of his boobs.
No.
He likes to, as we found out from PodCamp Pittsburgh 4.
He likes to dance around in the office in his underwear. And probably at home, too. And in public.
Yeah.
Actually.
I think he's always in his underwear, actually.
Yeah. They like hanging out in bathrooms and showing off the whitey tighties.
And dancing.
Mm-hmm. A little creepy.
Mikey would make him do it.
But funny as hell.
All right. Let's go rinse these glasses and...
yeah, dude, let's get to the next beer.
You probably haven't heard this one in a while, so here's a little beer safari.
It's hard to find a good beer, but one place to go for some great information is beersafari.com. It can help you navigate through the jungle of beer, so check out beersafari.com.
Hey, so those were our friends from Beer Safari. Go check them out. It's jungle beer.
It's a jungle of beer out there.
In at.
All right, man. So for the next beer, we have another homebrew from Bill. This is Bill's American Amber. Comes in at 37 IBUs and about 5.6% alcohol.
You know what? This label looks familiar. It could be like a Pink Floyd cover.
That's what I was thinking, too. Yeah, that 80s album that they had. Forget the name of it. I don't know.
Go ahead and edumacate the people.
Okay, this is a part of a Partigal brew that he did. And what a Partigal is it's two different batches using the exact same grains for both. He used a base of Rarturo, half a pound of Melon Odin malt, you know, for the head, a pound and a half of Turbo Munich malt, and a half pound of Caramel 80L. And this brew came from his first runnings. The second runnings made a British mild, hence the whole Partigal thing. Two beers, same grains. And he explains that he didn't want this to be a hop bomb or to taste like a pale ale, so his hop selection was a half ounce of Magnum at 14.2 AA and an ounce of Cascade. And he also used a teaspoon of gypsum in the mash water, along with a little pH stabilizer. And the yeast was a W1332, which is a Northwest ale yeast. OG1054 for all you homebrew geeks, and the final gravity is 1014. Let's give this a shot, Spoon.
All right.
Cheers, brother.
Tits and ass.
Good to be back in Studio A.
Oh, wow. Damn.
Wow, that's smooth. That's nice.
Bill knows how to brew a beer.
Yeah, you better. He's been doing it forever. Old man.
That's actually, wow. Ooh, I'm getting so, I can really get that malt on that. Man loves his malt.
Very well done. It, nice clear color to it. Yeah, this is a nice smooth beer. Not too overly hoppy, not too malty. Nice amber ale.
Maybe it's just my taste tonight, but I'm getting a shitload of carbonation out of this one, too.
Really? Well, yeah, when I poured this one, there was a ton of carbonation in it, which, you know, again, not a bad thing.
That's not bad. Wow. Damn, Bill.
Slight light aroma to it.
Getting a little...
nothing too much on the nose, you know?
Towards the end there, it's turning out really dry.
Yeah, it is. Mm. Yeah, it's got a little dry taste to it in the end, in the finish. Very well done, though, Bill.
Oh,
good
wow.
man. And thanks again for these beers.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of malt out of that. Wow, I like the dryness in it. I'm not really big into, you know, the whole dry thing, but that actually works out really well with this.
Yeah, it leaves a nice finish to it, nice aftertaste. Very, very smooth.
Good job, Bill.
Nice and clear, nice and clean.
Look at you should see. Well, you know what? I'll take a picture of this. You guys have to see Sick Puppy. I love watching Sick Puppy sample beers and like get ready to review them. He holds them up to the light.
Such a snob.
Well, we were at the Pittsburgh Brew Fest for the rugby team.
People are looking at me like I was an idiot.
Well, we were their celebrity judges. Part of the six of the people that were.
Who won that, by the way?
I think Erie. Actually, I think Railbender won.
Railbender won
for best beer overall.
I have to look that up here in a little bit.
I'll have to check with Claire. I'm almost positive. I don't know if they posted on their website yet, but I think Railbender won because when I was talking to Jim Hicks, I'm almost 100% positive that he said that their beer won.
Yeah, Hicks, I didn't vote for fucking Railbender.
Who the hell votes for Railbender?
No way. Just kidding, brother.
So yeah, as we're judging, we'll take the beers and then we would go over to where the light, like the only lights in the area. We're over at the bar, so we go over there, and we're looking at it. You know, we're smelling it. We're trying to get a good appreciation of the beer. And people were coming up, looking at us like, "What the hell are you doing?"
I'm examining this fine malt beverage.
Because there's always people that are like, "Dude, we're just here to drink." And unfortunately, there were a lot of drunk assholes that were running around.
Yeah, my homebrew club got two of their kegs stolen at the end of the night.
Did they?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
They were packing up and they had them sitting outside. The guys were right there, and they just disappeared.
Oh, that's that.
So whoever really did sucks. That, fuck you.
Well, that's low.
You're an ass for that.
Rookies. Not the homebrew club, but
yeah.
Them. Oh, that sucks. That really does suck.
Yeah, people are douchebags. But anyway.
He digresses.
I digress. Pissed me off. Those are my homebrew club boys from Troob.
But hey, one beer that's making a comeback here.
Penn Brewing, baby.
Thank you, Tom Pastorius, for coming to the rescue of Penn Beer.
Yes, we're going to have to talk to you soon about that, actually.
Oh, sweet Jesus. I had chills when I read that headline come across on my Google Reader.
Penn Brewery founder returns to bring brewing back to Pittsburgh.
Thank God.
Yeah, no doubt.
Because those guys that took over just drove that place into a shithole.
Yeah, it became a business and not a brewery anymore.
I know. And I mean, every brewery is a business, but you have to be able to differentiate between the two.
Yeah, Berkmere Capital just... kind of ran that place into the ground.
And it was a shame, too, because that was such a great place to go for beer. They had awesome beers. And then they moved everything out to Lionhead.
So that's who Tom sold it to back in 2003. Now he's buying it back in 2009. That's awesome.
Thank God. Hopefully he made a kick-ass profit, too. You know what I
thought was... Penn Pilsner will be the first one that they do, I believe.
You know what was cool, too? I was reading Uncle Crappy's blog.
Mm-hmm.
And as some of you know, Uncle Crappy, big fan of our show. Well, I say he is. He's a good friend. He's a really good friend of ours. And he also does some writing. Well, he does a lot of writing. I shouldn't say some. He's actually a journalist. I don't know if that's a correct term for him. He'll let us know. I don't know if they're considered journalist, writer, whatever they go by.
Whatever works.
Senior writer. We'll call him Writing Overlord, Supreme Overlord. Well, he does a lot of beer writings, too. And he was one of the only guys that got an interview with Tom. I don't know if he's the only one that bothered to call him.
Who knows?
But he was talking to the Tom Pat stories about everything, but he's the only guy that asked him about their beer. Nobody else asked him about what beers they're going to be doing.
Well, from what I hear, I mean, they're going to do all the original beers to the original recipes from when they started, and they're also going to throw some new ones in the mix. Can't wait to see what those are.
Yeah, Lionhead just drove that crap into the, well, drove the
Oh, yeah,
the
Lionhead has brewed it for them. Yeah, there
which
for
was,
a while.
Oh. Yeah. Beers go there to die.
That really hurt their reputation, you know.
And people were pissed. I mean, I couldn't drink Penn anymore.
Yeah. And even, you know, Tom had stated, you know, it's going to be a rough few months while they repair the damage done to the brands and replace the bottling equipment that was sold. And so, and if you were a fan of Penn Brewing in the past, please patronize their establishment once again and give them your support, because they really do deserve it.
Well, one thing that craft beer fans and, you know, enthusiasts are is they're very forgiving.
Yes.
If you come back, like, they're really, everyone's all behind Tom. Everyone wants to see this brewery succeed. They have a lot of dedication to local businesses.
Yes.
Pittsburgh is a very, I don't want to say it's a mom and pop town, but like, we support the locals. We're all about supporting local breweries,
right?
Local culture, local arts, stuff like that. And, you know, people will wait. If we know, you know, he's going to come back with what we knew beforehand,
yep,
people will wait for it.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited.
It's kind of like hockey fans where the NHL took that year off. People still came back in droves when the sport came back because it was fixed. And that's what Tom's doing. He's fixing this brewery. He's fixing this beer. And we'll sit here. We'll wait for it. We're patient.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, I'm excited. I can't wait.
I can't wait for the first beer fest back there.
I can't wait for the food to come
back.
Oh,
I can't wait for that restaurant to open. Oh, that's going to be awesome.
Authentic German food. It's killer.
Oh, it's insane.
If you want to check out the original press announcement, it's right on the front page of the Penn Brewery's website. It's www.pennbrew.com.
I'll also link to the article that Uncle Crappy did.
Yeah, and there's also there's a video out there on YouTube kind of checking out the new brewery setup.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of the whole Lion Brewing thing, Lionhead, whatever the hell they are, besides Death, I guess it's the Death Squad of breweries.
Yeah. It's where beers go to die.
They're coming out with a new beer.
Dude, are you going to say what I think you're going to say? Are we pimping this?
I'm not pimping it because I haven't tried it yet. I
can only imagine.
Donnie Iris has his own beer. I'll try it with an open mind. Yeah, Yin's guys know Donnie Iris.
I'm not a fan of Donnie Iris. I will say that, and whatever you hardcore Pittsburgh Donnie Iris fans can kick my ass. I don't care.
But the beer is called King Cool Light, which you can get at kingcool.com. I don't know any craft beer people that have drank this yet. I don't know if they're just saying, you know, I'm not even going to try it.
What the people hell that is drink... he thinking, dude? A Kid Rock can do it, so can I.
This beer has to be better than Kid Rock's beer, from what I've heard. But you know what? His hardcore fans are
going
to
get it. I doubt
it,
actually.
Well, you know what? DVE is going to be a big supporter of us because it's Donnie Iris.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to do the good in the Pittsburgh area. Not so much for the craft beer fans, but just for the, you know, the local, you know,
right,
establishments where the, you know, the bands play and Donnie Iris and
I mean,
Nat
I'll give it,
plays.
I'll give it a shot. I will honestly.
Oh, I'm going to try it.
I'll give it an honest review.
I honestly don't have high hopes for that.
I will give him credit for his website, too. It's actually a decent website. Granted, when you go to, like, Beer Ticket, it says coming soon. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not good. That should have been done by now. Looking at the rest of the site, though, I mean, there's a lot of information on here.
I I don't know, dude. It's just...
Thing is, Donnie Iris
this
is a
sounds
light...
like a bad idea all the way around.
Well, the thing, too, is Donnie Iris is a light beer drinker. He's also an avid beer fan. So I think he just wanted to come out with his own beer. I mean,
which is cool. I respect that.
Oh, absolutely.
Dude, it's Donnie Iris, A. And B, it's going to be crap.
All right, we'll give it a shot. We'll see how it is. We'll try to score some for the show and try
I respect him as a musician and everything. I just don't really care for his stuff.
Let's just say most bands that come out with their own beer or musicians that come out with their own beer, it's usually bad.
You know, he was originally going to do a wine. But then I think he's thinking brand first because he's like, King Cool sounds better for a beer, so I'll make a beer instead.
Ooh, according to their site, Save on Beer has some.
Really?
But I don't know if I'd buy a case of it.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll wait till it comes in at Three Sons and try a bottle.
Will, yeah.
I'll try a bottle of it there. The main distributor, okay.
Is that Vincini's or?
Galley? G-A-L-L.
Oh, yeah, Galley. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what it's listed as, the distributor. And then if you want to find it at a bar, Diesel, Casey's, those are two separate places. City Grill, Chupka's, Jack's, Carson City, Town Tavern, and Sweetwater Grill. So it's all placed on the south side.
And he has a song called Aaliyah. If he calls on a beer Aaliyah,
that could be bad.
Yeah.
So there you go. Donnie Iris has his own beer. Donnie Iris is a legend in Pittsburgh. Some of you guys that know the 80s music will be like...
a legend in his own mind.
They're like, oh, yeah, it's Donnie Iris, whatever. But no, in Pittsburgh, he plays like sold-out shows.
Yeah, he's a rock icon in this town. That's for sure. But I don't know, dude. I kind of find it pathetic.
Why is that?
I digress.
I'll
want to bash the dude. I mean, I respect him, but it's just,
We'll give it a shot, and...
It's one of them... I'm going to make a beer because I'm a celebrity kind of a thing, and it just doesn't ever work out. I don't know. I don't know, dude. I'm looking forward to trying it, but my hopes are not high, and I'll leave it at that.
Driving through the Pennsylvania hills, their intellectual property lawyer was suddenly struck by the notion that King Cool was a name that also cleverly suggested a refreshing beer.
Ooh. Reminds me of Cool Cigarettes, too.
Do they still make those?
Yes.
Wow.
Ma down at the bingo hall smokes them all the time and washes it down with her King Cool light.
Smoking fiberglass.
That's right. They're like the Newports.
Yes, okay. Exactly.
Ugh. Oh, nasty. So, yeah, we'll put a link to kingcool.com. Go check it out.
I suppose.
Beer.
Okay.
I'll tell you what. Wait, hold on 1 second. Let me check.
Donnie, if you're listening to this, no disrespect. You got to change my mind on this, I guess.
Oh, absolutely. All right. So let's check.
The proof is in the bottle. You know what I'm saying?
It's not even on Beer Advocate.
Yeah, I wouldn't think it would be yet.
Well, I didn't know if Beer Advocate people probably wouldn't.
If anybody's tried it yet,
let us know.
Yeah, email us. Let us know or, put a comment on the show post.
Here's an issue I have with Beer Advocate is I just checked my account. I've got 5 new messages in here. It doesn't like notify me that I have new messages.
Yeah, but they notified you when they took all your shit away when you stopped your subscription, didn't they?
Oh yeah. Well, that's the only mailings I get now is renew my subscription, which I haven't had in over a year.
Yeah, you get like a rating scale on your participation on the website.
Mine went from like 680 down to 120.
It's because he stopped his Beer Advocate subscription. They punished him for that. What the hell?
They also rewarded me, though, because they gave me like 7 bajillion points for being a founding member.
Oy.
No, it's just, it tells you that you have new beer mail, but I don't get like the notification to my home email because I don't always check the Beer Advocate site. There might be a setting for it. I just don't know.
I need to go back there more often, actually. I've been slacking on
the Beer Advocate. I'm at 171.36. All right.
I think I'm at like 60.
Stepping up in the world.
Nice, brother. You ready for the next beer, dude?
Oh, wow.
Because I'm itching to get into some beers that I've been sitting on.
You're at 66.33.
Yeah, I figured. That hasn't changed in months.
Last act of 2 months ago.
Our next beer is coming up. We're also sent to us from one of our buddies up in New York City.
We have a friend in New York City.
Yeah. One of the Drunken Pollock's boys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've been sitting on these beers since, like, I don't know, March, I think. Maybe we haven't been in early April.
We haven't been in studios. Thing. We've been traveling.
I've been saving them. And he's been very patient. I've told him, you know, 100 times, hey, sorry, dude, we haven't done them yet. He's like, yeah, whatever. So we're going to go rinse out our glasses and come back with the next beers. All right, guys, and we are back. Glasses are rinsed and ready to go. Got to do the, you know, the beer snob thing. Get the old beer out for the new beer in, right?
See, this is one of these things that I really like with Google Docs. For those of you who don't know, we use Google Docs to share our notes while we're prepping for the show and everything. And Puppy was just adding a couple links on here. And like right away, it flashed up on my screen. I'm like, oh, shit.
Save a tree, cool. Kill a beaver.
This is pretty cool, though. Also, one of the cool things, too, with Google Wave is that we could do this on the fly, which is neat. We can also embed video and all that stuff. It's just the two of us, but yeah, whatever. We like to geek out.
Very cool, yeah. We're geeks.
All right, so what's this? What's the next one that we have here?
Well, our boy Aaron Goldfarb sent me these beers. I want to say maybe late February, early March. Might have been like even early April by the time they got to me. But we have two beers from Captain Lawrence Brewing Company. And before I even continue, our boy Aaron has a great website. He does a lot of funny shit and a lot of beer reviews as well. And it's theviceblog.com. theviceblog.com.
Oh, this is a cool thing from, I guess this is, I don't know if this is the owner or the brewer on here.
What's that?
Little scribe on the side here. We all have different ways of saying thank you, and I couldn't be happier that I'm able to give the gift of beer. This rich, malty Belgian-style ale is my way of saying thank you to both my parents for helping me realize my dream. Named after my father, but we all know that mom is the real saint. So sit back, relax, and enjoy a bottle before St. Vincent drinks it all himself.
It's definitely a very cool family story.
Oh, that's cool. I like that. Yeah. I dig that.
And, like he says, like the majority of brewers today, his brewing journey began humbly with 5-gallon batches of beer brewed on a kitchen stovetop. However, unlike the majority of brewers, he wasn't looking for an escape from a boring job. He was looking for an escape, at least momentarily, from doing high school homework. So he started very early, yeah, like I did. So why the hell don't I have a brewery? Anybody out there with capital, give me a call. I promise I won't name the beers, really more, fucked up shit like I usually do.
More tasteful.
Yes.
Than vaginal blood fart.
Yeast infection ale.
Oh, that was the yeast it was the vaginal blood fart red.
Yeah.
That's right.
Right on.
I dig his website. This is a pretty snazzy little site he has.
Yeah, it's very cool. It's CaptainLawrenceBrewing.com, and we'll post that on the show notes. Great little brewery. We're about to find out if the beers are any good, though. Right on.
Wow, I'm really digging this. This is a very well-designed site. I like this.
Scott Vaccaro is the owner and the head brewer of...
Okay, that answers the question, because that's who's on the side of the label there.
He began brewing at the ripe old age of 17.
There's nothing wrong with starting young.
Yeah, that's awesome. He actually went to the... he's a graduate of the UC Davis Fermentation Science Program. That sounds awesome.
Oh, see, now this is something, too. I know I brought this up before, but on his site, I'm looking at the notes that he has here for his beer. Mm-hmm. He has food pairings on here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yes.
I don't think enough breweries do that, actually.
Yeah, more should, I think. And you know me and the whole beer food pairing thing, but...
There's suggestions.
I'm warming up to that. Yeah, right on.
Oh, wow. I'm looking at seasonal brews. Wow. This dude, he does some incredible things here.
Yeah, he's got about a half a dozen year-round brews, and probably a double that for the seasonal. And actually, the ones we're trying this evening, we're going to start out with the St. Vincent's Double, Belgian-style Abbey Ale.
Well, I'm looking at the site, and the seasonal brews, he has a Smoke from the Oak series, which this looks really cool.
I know. I saw that. I'm going to get a hold of these guys. Have them send me more.
I'm checking out the Smoke from the Oak Rum Barrel Aged.
Mm-hmm.
Rum barrels are a new one for me. I've never tasted beer that was aged in rum barrels before. I tasted the same beer you have in your hands. Well, not we don't have
Sailor
it
Jerry right. beer.
Oh, Sweet Jesus.
Spoon is drooling.
Seahorse beer.
Seahorse ale. Oh, wow. I might have to actually try
seahorse,
that. Dude.
Well, yeah, because you can't. Really, I wouldn't really do a stout with that. So I wouldn't
no,
do a seahorse stout.
I'll do a seahorse. That like an cool. Amber or something.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
I'm actually going to try that. Wow. Brainstorming right there.
You heard it here first.
Yeah.
Talk to the troop guys.
So let's crack this open, dude. These guys are out of Pleasantville, New York.
There's really a place called Pleasantville.
Well, Pleasantville,
yes.
There's
a Pleasantville, Pennsylvania. That's right. Every time nice. I hear that, I think of the movie Pleasantville.
Where's the butt plug? No, I have it. / bottle opener. Let me clarify.
Copyright is shouldidrinkthat.com, 2006 to 2009. It's foaming.
Well,
it's foaming.
That cap was not on there very well.
Oh, it stopped.
It foamed, and then it stopped right at the top as I test this out over top of my laptop keyboard like an idiot. Wow, that's a carbonated son of a bitch.
Holy shit. That is extremely car. Look at that. Oh, my God. It smells. It's the carbonation show.
Dude, I'm pouring this like a foot from my face, and the aroma is just screaming.
Whoops.
That was loud, Spoon. Dude, the aroma on this thing is phenomenal.
That's serious carbonate. I'm trying not to overpour here. This is tough. Oh, my God. Dude, yeah. That smells awesome.
Doesn't it?
Oh,
damn, dude. So, I mean, I can smell like a ripe fruitiness to this already.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Almost like a fig or plum note. Yeah.
I'm going to put apple in your head again.
Apple day. Yeah, don't do that. And this is a big, malty, and rich Belgian-style Abbey Ale. They combined U.S. and Belgian malted barley in a specially selected yeast strain to produce a truly unique beer. Actually, you know, this is kind of cool, man. The beer was brewed as a thank you to his father, Vince, who helped him make that brewery a reality. Brewed once a year and released on Father's Day. Great beer for aging, so lay some down and try it in a year or two. Okay, we gave it 8 months. Ripe fruit, figs, and chewy. Yeah, there's a fig.
You got the figs, yeah.
A chewy malt are a few of the flavors you'll encounter in this beer. Their underlying roastiness and caramel sweetness that comes through towards the end.
Oh, you definitely get a lot of fig on this.
Hops in the background and play it like a background roll to the malt, obviously.
Oh, man.
And I won't do the food pairing on this. If you want to talk about that, go ahead, because you know how I feel about that.
I'm too busy just enjoying this aroma. Oh, my God.
I do like the fact he says this beer could stand on its own as an after-dinner drink. I'm all for that.
A rich brew to sip and enjoy. It also goes great with dessert or roasted meats. Oh, I could definitely see that. Use this beer as you would a full-bodied Cabernet or aged port.
I was thinking like an aged port.
It's got that heaviness to it. Oh, all right. Tits and
cheers,
ass.
Cheers, brother.
Oh, my God. Oh, this is good.
Aaron, thank you so much. I'm actually... Now, kind of sorry it took this damn long to try these beers.
Oh, wow.
Holy shit. It is chewy. It's heavy.
You know what?
But not overbearingly heavy, you know?
Before we started doing the show, I couldn't stand figs and dates and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of it either.
But man.
Schmaltz Brewing actually turned me on to the better on that.
I have a whole new appreciation for for that fruit now because of these beers. And this one is fantastic.
This is a phenomenal beer.
My God. This is why I love doing this show. Sweet Jesus
I'd
almighty.
Love to tell you all about the hops, the malts, the IBU, and the ABV, and the OG, and all that, but dude, it's not on the website.
This is another one with another nice dry finish to it.
There's a note to Captain Lawrence Brewing. There's an informational fail right there.
Kind of dig the car on the front, too. Is that
a
65 Mustang?
Yeah, Vince's double. Must be his dad in a car.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Looks like a 65 Mustang on there. Cherry red.
It's very cool.
I only know that because... Oh, let me see. I want to make sure that's the right color.
I don't know what the ABV or nothing on this beer is, so... I'm guessing it's fair.
Yeah, it kind of looks like an older Mustang.
It's a Belgian double, so Belgian-style Abbey Ale. But
besides the carbonation,
dude,
I think this is a fantastic beer.
I love a beer like this that, you know, I like the thicker, heavier beers.
Yeah.
Beers with balls, as I like to call them.
Beers with balls.
It's like a meal in itself. This will fill you up. It's one of them heavier style beers.
And that's what he says. This could be a meal within itself right there.
Oh, it's incredible, man. I'm so impressed by this beer.
I'm checking out on the...
Well done.
It's 8%.
Did you Beer Advocate on it?
But it's got a different label, so it's they might have came out with a new label, or this is an older label.
Yeah, we've been sitting on this one for a while. Actually, the label on the website is the same as the one we have.
Okay, then there must be an older one that's on Beer Advocate. It's
what's the rating on that?
B+.
B+?
I could definitely see that as B+. I'd actually give this an A.
I would, too.
I love this.
I love this beer.
Yeah, 8% ABV.
Again, Captain Lawrence Brewing Company, St. Vincent's Double, Belgian-style Abbey Ale. And, I love the fact that he dedicated this to his dad.
That's cool. Yeah.
That's very cool. And he releases on Father's Day. That's cool. That's very cool.
Yeah, the only downside to this is the carbonation in it. Do you think that?
No, I love that, dude.
Well, that's just a me thing, because after having Bill's beers, because, Bill just totally fucked up my whole carbonation thing. Thanks,
right
Bill.
On.
I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Dick. But
so,
love you, Bill.
Mr. Vaquero Sr., you should be really proud of your son, Scott, man.
Wow.
That's
good.
A really cool homage to you, and it's a very well-made beer, man.
Oh, wow.
Send me the recipe.
I can't stop geeking over this beer. This is a really good beer.
Yeah, dude, this is just...
Oh. So do you think this is the kind of beer that we might start seeing in the Pennsylvania-Pittsburgh market?
I don't think so. I mean, they're a pretty small brewery, so I doubt it. But, hey, guys, Captain Lawrence, feel free to send us some.
So you think it's kind of like Church Brewers,
it's a big local thing, yeah.
But outside of the general area, you really can't get a hold of it.
Yeah. I don't know where they distribute to, if they even do.
Oh, you know who started selling 12-ounce bottles? Was Voodoo Brewing.
Oh, yes, yes.
When I was over at Save on Beer and Cranberry, it's Mars.
Mars, yeah, whatever.
I went in there. I'm like, holy shit, there's a variety pack of Voodoo now.
I like that better, actually.
Well, I remember Matt telling me about that.
Yeah, right, yeah.
But I didn't know when we would start seeing it. And I looked at it, I'm like, oh, my God, this would be perfect. It was like 50-some bucks, but it's worth it for his beers.
Yeah. Well, it's a craft beer. You gotta expect that.
And it was a good variety, too. Mm-hmm. I was really impressed with it. So it's... Hey, guys, if you can hook us up with some of this beer, that'd be great.
Nice. I mean, these guys at Captain Lawrence, I mean, they've won medals for their beers. They won a bunch at the 2008 GABF. And even in Beer Advocate, they were number 5 of the top 50 American breweries.
Dude, I'm just checking out the food pairings
over
here.
Back in 2007.
Oh, I could totally have some Gorgonzola with this. Oh, that sounds freaking awesome.
Damn.
Well, I had this. I was at Fatheads today. I had this kick-ass French onion soup there, which just.
I saw you Twittered that.
It was so good to go along with the beer that I had. Their pale ale,
right on.
Paul's or whatever pale ale that Fatheads brews now.
Mm-hmm.
That was just freaking awesome to go with that soup. I'm like, I'm beer geeking right here.
Yeah.
And I was with my mom and my brother, and they're like, "Why are you so excited?" I'm like, "You don't understand. This is a great combination."
Beer, yeah, exactly. It is a great combination. Oh my God, I'm talking about food pairings. Kill me.
I've drawn you in, young Jedi.
That was pretty good, Spill.
Now you will die.
Wow, that's really good.
These are not the beers you're looking for.
But hey, if you are looking for beers...
Nice segue, dude.
You like that? We're on a roll now. Giant Eagle is now selling beer.
Yes, and I have a...
Well, first...
I think it's a great thing, but I'm worried about... the bigger grocery stores and everything taking over, the market. And my thing is, my worry is that our selection, which we have a great selection here in PA, although we pay out the ass for it, we pay for our sins, as I like to say. I think that if it hurts the six-pack shops and stuff that we have now, our available selection is going to drop to whatever's on the shelf at Giant Eagle or Sheetz or Wegmans. Because they don't have the space that the six-pack shops have, for one.
That's true.
And Bud Miller Coors is going to buy up a shitload of shelf space. So
that's
my worry.
That's why I'm curious about how this is going to work out. For those of you that don't know, Giant Eagle is a grocery store chain.
Time will tell, brother.
In the quad state area, I guess. It's all over the place. It's the biggest one in Pennsylvania, all that we know about.
Giant Eagle has been around for decades in that.
And in the state of Pennsylvania, you can't buy alcohol. You can't buy beer, wine, or anything in a grocery store. Well, what happened is Giant Eagle got the special license so that you could sell it in a cafeteria type, like a food area, a cafe.
Yeah, it's still limited to that. You have to have an eating area in order to sell the beers.
So Giant Eagle just bought a bunch of licenses for a bunch of their stores that have these little cafe areas. So they're starting to sell starting to sell beers, and I
went to blabbing. I'm stealing the rest of this beer.
I'll do it. Go for it. So the new Market District, which is a part of Giant Eagle out in Settlers Ridge, which is a new development out in the Robinson area.
It's kind of like their brand name, right?
Yeah. But they have like a wider selection of food, like food you can't get anywhere type thing. If you know Whole Foods, it's like Whole Foods, but cheaper. Cheaper prices. A lot cheaper prices. And I went out to the opening weekend. It was just packed in there. And the cool thing that I liked about it is just from listening to the people talk, and I talked to a few people there because I was taking pictures. So everyone's like, what the hell are you doing?
What are you doing?
And I said, hey, I got a radio show, blah, blah, blah. Went on about it. And a lot of them were saying, we didn't know that these beers were available. We didn't know there was something beyond Miller Coors, Bud, Yingling.
That's the good thing.
That was the plus side to it. As a consumer, though, the good thing, too, was the prices were really cheap.
Yeah, and I think that's what's going to hurt the six-pack shops, dude.
Well, that's the thing, is because these people...
They can't compete. They're fucked.
Oh, exactly. But the other thing, too, is some of them might have to adjust their prices. So the plus side for the consumer is... You can get these beers at a lower price and more exposure for craft beer. Downside is some of these smaller stores might go out.
Right, but I think the beer geeks in our community will hopefully keep the six-pack shops alive.
Oh, yeah.
But here's the thing, though. For those people that go to the six-pack shops, they get nothing but like their favorite, their Arrogant Bastard, anything by Stone or whoever, one of the more popular craft breweries. Now they're going to go to Giant Eagle and not the six-pack shop to get that one beer that they always get.
That's true, too.
That worries me.
But the other thing that I noticed, too, is Bud Coors Miller didn't have that much presence in Giant Eagle. There was a lot of craft beers in there.
But still, it's a limited space compared to a six-pack shop. So if the six-pack shops go away, we got that.
True. It could go either way. We don't know how this is going to turn out.
I don't think anybody does at this point, really.
I think as a consumer, we're definitely in a good spot right now because these beers are becoming more available. And as a craft beer advocate, the beers are getting out there. We just don't know what's going to happen next.
Right, right.
And we'll talk to the people from Giant Eagle and see what's going on. We don't know what their plans are. They only carry like 250 beers. So if you're going to like Three Sons.
To me that sounds impressive, used to sound impressive until I hit the six-pack shops that have 400 to 600 beers.
Yeah, like Three Sons has like 700 beers or whatever.
And then I go to 250 beers. I'm like, whatever. I probably had most of them.
But see, the downside of the Giant Eagle, though, is you can't buy single bottles.
Really?
You can of the Bombers.
They're not like Wegmans? Bombers. I see.
You can buy Bombers as singles, but you can't buy single bottles, like 12-ounce bottles that you could at like Three Sons or D's or Bocktown or wherever.
I thought I did that at Wegmans, actually.
Well, the Giant German beers. Yeah, Giant Eagle's not set up like that.
That's weird.
But also,
and stupid.
But also, it just might be how it's set up right now. I mean, there's still new.
Yeah, not the Giant Eagle thing or part of their license. I have no idea.
And Wegmans did have a lot more space for their beer, which was cool.
Oh, really?
I really like that.
I've been to the Wegmans. It was impressive. But again, not a gigantic selection that we're used to.
Right.
But it was impressive for a grocery store beer selection.
Oh, absolutely. Well, the Wegmans that we went to was up in Erie. It was after Beer on the Bay. And we walked in like, holy shit, this is really cool how they have it set up. Good vibe. Now, see, here's where you're going to find the difference, too, is the people that work at these at the grocery stores, they're not craft beer people, per se. They're just people working the registers.
Yeah.
If you want an education and everything, you're going to go to the six-pack shops because those people live craft beer. Nothing against Giant Eagle or anything.
No, not at all.
It's just that's how they staff it. Now, if they send these guys out to like beer schools and stuff to learn about it, that's going to be fantastic.
Or point them towards, SIDT.
Yeah, something should I drink that. But until that happens, if you have a lot of questions about the craft beers, you're not really going to find those answers in like a Giant Eagle thing. Now,
yeah, I don't think the kid working with the apron on is going to tell you about, Belgian styles or
things
like that.
I had asked him about, I picked up a bottle of Three Philosophers and he kind of looked at me
like,
what? I know about the beer. I just threw out like a random question about Belgians to him. And he's like,
you were testing, weren't you?
Yeah.
Attaboy.
Of course I was. I do that every time I go to a beer place.
Right on.
And it was like when we saw at Wegmans, there was an old lady working up there who just decided it's beer.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the difference that we're finding right now. Who knows? Giant Eagle could turn out to be a good thing. It may not even impact these smaller guys. We don't know.
I hope not, but I think it will.
Well, I talked to Chris from Bocktown, and she said that she's not really going to see a difference in her business because of that. Because of the volume, she knows how the sales work. She has people that go to like her business. We should actually get her on the show about this.
Yeah, like I said earlier, Spoon. I mean, I think what's going to keep them alive is people like us, the snobs. I shouldn't say snobs. The beer geeks.
Right. Well, you know, Giant Eagle could be a good launching pad because these people could say, "Hey,
yep,
this is a great beer. Let's see what's going. You know, totally what else is out there?"
Yeah.
And I should probably strategically place, should I drink that business cards?
In all the six packs of Giant Eagle?
I do have to admit, it was cool when I walked in and there was like a display of, it was Great Lakes Christmas beers.
Nice.
Or their Christmas ale.
Yeah.
I walked in, I'm like, oh my God, this is so cool. And Lushy was with me with Teaspoon and she's like, what? I'm like, you don't understand how cool this moment is right now.
Yeah.
This is... I love this. This is so cool.
It's definitely a game changer in Pennsylvania, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know how it's going to turn out, but again, my whole worry is losing the selection that we have now. And that's my big concern.
Well, the other thing that we have to start looking forward to is there's a huge, I guess it's a convenience store chain called Sheetz.
It's a Pennsylvania thing.
Yeah, I think there might be some in Ohio or something.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't even know what else out in the country is like, because we don't travel that much.
They started in PA, that's for sure. It's definitely a PA business.
It's an addiction if you go get their MTOs. Yes. Like their subs are awesome.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Their food's really cool.
I used to live right next to one. I didn't cook for like 5 years.
Oh, we have one right down the street from SIDT Studio
A. I'm just stumble around the fence here, go to Sheetz.
Their fries are really good,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they are. They're awesome.
So Sheetz,
but I digress.
Sheetz has a new petition out called freemybeer.com. And when you get to it, they're trying to petition to sell beer at their establishments. So you could fill out this petition saying you would like their state representatives to update our archaic laws to reflect the will of the people.
But again, dude, I mean, Sheetz, do you think they're going to have craft beer selection? No. It's going to be Bud Miller Coors for the guys running in and out of Sheetz.
Oh, it's like a circle.
I get my cigarettes and my Bud Light.
It's like a Circle K. That's what it's like. It's like a Circle K. When I was down in Florida, I went to a Circle K and I get
like a Unimart. It's a convenience store.
Now, outside of Pennsylvania, you might go, well, what do you mean you can't go to a convenience store and buy beer?
But ours, I don't know, Sheetz is more robust, I guess, than like a Unimart or any,
So, yeah, I'm curious what Sheetz will do with it. Who knows? I'm looking at their
time
website.
Will tell,
the picture,
dude,
of the six pack, I swear to God, that's Miller Lite. That they have their lock over and everything. It looks so much like Miller Lite. But yeah, Sheetz is trying to petition for it. And actually,
nice, dude. Like, nice purge there.
And actually, on my way over here, I had stopped at a Kogo's, and I walk in there and I go up to the register, and wouldn't you know, they had a photocopied piece of paper that said,
"Yeah, that's funny.
We want to sell beer. Sign this petition." You're going about it the wrong way,
yeah,
Kogo's,
dude.
Totally wrong.
I mean, they should know the law anyway. There's no like eatery in a Kogo's.
I know,
not a lot of them anyway.
I think they're just saying, "Hey, you know, we want in on this too."
Yeah. Which is fine. I mean, as a business, I'd be all over that, too, if I was them, you know.
That's cool. You know, and if they do only sell Bud Coors Miller,
but
whatever.
It's going to be that, right.
The people that go there, like you said, are going for cigarettes, Bud Coors Miller, and get a tank of gas.
I also think, honestly, dude, that might hurt the dive bars in the area. Because, you know, guys go in and just get a six-pack or a 40 to go. They're going to go to Kogo's or Sheetz now. And
I go to Marty's Suburban.
Marty's Suburban, baby.
For the ambiance.
Yeah.
Of the passed out
that's
guys.
Definitely
the table.
I don't give a shit what I'm drinking. I just want to get drunk bar.
Aren't they open at 7 in the morning?
7 a.m., baby.
Marty Suburban
it's
and
kind of
sad, the Windhaven.
Because when that lady gets there and opens the door, there's already like 10 dudes at 7 a.m.
Well,
waiting to get into the bar.
Yeah, but
area.
There's factories around that area, so guys on third shift are just getting out.
Oh, no. These people are just hardcore alcoholics.
Well, that too.
I used to frequent Marty's a lot.
We used to go there a lot in our old four system days.
Just
for the hell of it.
Local yokel bar, you know.
Well, we used to take Kate there all the time and get her drunk.
Attaboy.
Flaming Dr. Peppers.
It's a cheap drunk if you need it, right.
Plus, like, the best selection out in Butler County for 40s.
But, yeah, it's a shithole.
Mm-hmm. It's not the dirty O.
But a well-deserved shithole, right.
Yeah, so
it's a country boy bar.
I had to
sure,
bring up the
dude.
Kogo's thing because I told Sick Puppy as soon as I came in the door, he's like,
"Yeah, that's funny.
Kidding
that's
me?
That's crazy, dude."
I'm like, "Yeah, they're trying to sell beer. What the hell?" So yeah, there's a lot going on in the state of Pennsylvania right now.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. I'm curious and worried at the same time about the outcome of this whole thing.
Yeah, so we've got Giant Eagle selling beer. Sheetz wants to sell beer. You know, Penn Brewery's coming back. There's just there's
my
a
concern
ton of
is
beer
about
news.
These. We've had six-pack shops here in PA, and there's been new ones cropping up lately, you know, during all this. So I hope those new businesses don't fail because of what Giant Eagle and Sheets and
are pushing for. Those guys out in Fox Chapel got a hold of us.
Yes. Beer Nuts.
Yeah, the Beer Nuts guys. We have to get a hold of them, too. They want us to stop out. But it's, you know, hopefully all these guys can survive. I mean, it's most guys' dreams to own a beer store.
Oh, dude, it's mine. I just don't have the cha-ching for it.
The cha-ching.
I don't have just the capital. Because, you know, you always say, dude, if I hit the lottery, I'm going to either start a brewery or a six-bag shop. No, if I hit the lottery, you'll never see my ass again. I'll be on a world beer tour to end all beer tours.
That's a good idea, though.
First stop, Belgium.
Oh, actually, Beer Nuts Bottle Shop's listed as Blonox.
Yeah, it's in Blonox.
Blonox.
Blonox and that.
What's up with that? They got an 80% rating of people that like it. That's pretty good on Urban Spoon. Like, that's like urbanspoon.com.
Yeah, Urban Spoon. I not affiliated with Spoon.
Not affiliated with me. Oh, plus they have free Wi-Fi.
It's almost a necessity these days.
Oh, you got to check out this menu. They got wings, hot dogs, burgers. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bow, bow. You know who I wish would start selling beer? Is Big Shot Bob's in Bellevue. Bellevue's a dry town, though, so you can't really do it.
Yeah.
But, oh, my God, they have like 80 bajillion different wings. It's awesome. Uncle Crappy talks about it all the time.
Sweet, dude.
Yeah, they have like a bunch of deep-fried foods. And this is back to the Beer Nuts guys. The Pittsburgh salad is basically like a steak salad with fries on it. Put fries on everything.
I'm actually kind of shocked that I don't find a website for the Beer Nuts guys.
I'm just looking at the Urban Spoon.
Urban Spoon.
Yes. We'll take a look. They gave us their business card.
We'll check it out.
Wow, that's really cool, though.
We're doing a live show from there here in the future. Dude, this beer.
I really like this beer.
I'm actually sorry that we're running out.
Okay, what do we have next?
Oh, dude, we are beer number two for Captain Lawrence Brewing. We had a double the first time, which was phenomenal. I love that beer. But we are doing the Extra Gold American Triple Ale. Yes, I said American Triple Ale.
Do you have any wine glasses?
I have some goblets. Would you like to exchange?
It says we're supposed to enjoy in a goblet or a wine glass.
I have both. You want to switch it up?
All right. Yeah, let's do a goblet.
We'll be beer geeks about it. Aight.
So according to the website, while Sick Puppy's going to get his fine glassware, I'd figure you'd have more goblets than wine glasses because I don't see you as a big wine drinker. Of all the different versions of Smoke from the Oak series, this one was easiest to conceptualize. Oh, so it's from that series. That's cool. The flavors of port and porter are very complementary. Wow. To one another, and the marriage of those flavors inside the oak barrel produce a truly unique beer. Oh, man, this sounds freaking awesome. The sweetness left in the emptied oak barrels from the sugars of the port meld.
Oh, my God, that sounds awesome.
I know, with the roasty flavors of the smoked porter to create a truly new experience. Straight from the captain's cellar to yours, we hope you enjoy. Sensory profile, enjoy in a goblet or wine glass. Or we got those. Tropical fruit and honey are the two biggest aromas coming from
honey,
this.
Honey, dude, awesome.
While the hop bitterness is not as powerful as an IPA, the hop flavor melds. Oh, I love the word melds with this. Nicely with the fruity flavors created by the imported Belgian yeast strain used.
Yeah, and I got to read what Scott wrote on the label.
Oh, go for it. IBUs are 33, ABVs 10.
Nice.
Bring it.
You're probably looking at this label saying to yourself, American triple?
Which you were.
Yeah, I actually did. Well, I figured since we brewed this beer in the great state of New York, and we're using a copious amount of American-grown hops to give this beer its hoppy flavor and aromas, technically it can't be called a Belgian style, which is a legal thing. That's my own note in there. You hold in your hands my tribute to the great Belgian brewers. But brewed with a healthy dose of good old American Amarillo hops, straight from the captain's cellar to yours, we hope you enjoy. Dude. A Belgian beer with American hops in it. I am thrilled and excited to open this friggin' bottle of beer.
Do it, man.
Damn.
God damn.
Better live up to it because that sounds awesome.
If anything, the marketing on the
description the honey
right
aroma.
There.
Oh, yeah.
This guy knows how to write about beer.
It looks rather thin, actually, in this green bottle.
Looks like champagne.
Again. Holy carbonation.
That's why I think we should name this the Carbonation Show.
The beers we didn't get to for 6 months show. Hey, we're back in the studio. We should call this the Studio 58 Show.
Nice.
Sold.
Hey, one thing that I can bring up here while you're pouring this. Wow, look at that. That looks awesome. Mm-hmm. While you're pouring this beer is, you know, you're out there, you're drinking with your friends, you have a good night, you tie one on, you want to call somebody. But you make the mistake if you want to call that ex. Don't do that.
Do not do that.
Or you
trust me, I know.
People really don't want to be drunk dialed, but we do. Introducing, which I think we mentioned this before, but this is the official.
Oh, yeah. This is, yeah.
The shouldidrinkthat.com drunk dial hotline. That's right. We want you to call us drunk. We're going to be your saviors. Here's what you have to do. And this is really easy.
We need an iPhone app for this, actually.
What you're going to do is program this into your phone. You're going to need it. 412-223-7438. That's the SIDT drunk dial hotline. Or to make it even easier, if you're using like a rotary phone or like a push tone phone or whatever.
We are not responsible for the charges that your local cell phone company charges.
Absolutely. Legalities there. 412-223-SIDT. If you have like a BlackBerry or basically any other cell phone, you really can't spell out SIDT. So just program this in. You call the number. You wait for the message.
That's a heady beer, brother.
You talk. You hang up. It's as simple as that. We started doing this as like a test thing over Halloween and some over Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Meat Shield.
Yes, thank you, Meat Shield. And let me tell you, we've had, I think, over about 100 calls so far to the Drunk Dial hotline. And
that's insane.
That is insane. So really quick, while Sick Puppy is pouring these beers, here's a few of our favorites.
Hey, you fucks, it's Mikey Nathan from the Good Beer Show, the beer tart himself. I just got off stage. I bought the entire room a round of fucking Jager bombs because I was in a good mood and the beer here was shit. I'm just calling to say, hey, and you're being drunk dialed because a couple of more Jager bombs came my way from audience members who were being reciprocal with me, and that was awesome. And I will be in Pittsburgh on the 22nd of August doing a freshman orientation show for a university there, which I will not name at this point because I don't want to sully their reputation. But that night we're either going out or the next day we're having brunch. Give me a call, you bastards.
Hi, this is Wayne, aka Penstone from Twitter. And I'm drunk again like I usually am. And I figured I might as well call this time and say something because I never do. Because I never have anything to say. But this time I just didn't give a fuck. So, yeah. I had to celebrate the Pens win, so I started drinking at 12:30 because that's the only sensible thing to do, right? Am I right? Yeah. And then, okay, bye.
There you go. That's what you can expect from the Drunk Dial hotline. You call this number, you call us drunk, we're going to put you on the show. Like I said, we have like about 100 or something, so
yeah,
we're going to
so
filter these out.
Keep that in mind, by the way.
Yeah, we're going to filter these out. There is, we say that on the message that...
We'll be kind.
We'll be nice. If you say your names or anything, we can edit that out too. Just
yeah.
Let us know. And call that phone number. Leave us a drunk dial call. You know you want to call us. We've had plenty of people already call us, and we're going to put you on the show just like we just did. I'll tell you what I'll do, too, is I'll make a collection. I'll start posting some of our favorite ones on the website so you can keep going back and looking at the new entries.
Look forward to the 2010 Best of Drunk Dials from SIDT.
We'll do a best
audio
of,
CD.
We'll do a best of 2009 so far because we've had over 100
yeah,
calls.
Yeah, that's
so
awesome. That's actually a great idea.
And you can text it also if you want to do drunk texting. We're more than happy to get that, too.
Sweet.
Oh, dude, look at these beers.
Oh,
this
dude.
Looks great.
Yeah. The head on this beer is just impressive, actually. Love it. All right, brother.
Oh, man, that smells fucking awesome. Oh.
How awesome was that?
Oh.
Fucking awesome.
Oh. Or as Teaspoon says, whoa. Oh.
Nice.
All right. Tits and ass.
Brother.
Oh,
my
God.
Oh. I got to pause a moment. I'm going to cry.
I think he is crying. He's got a tear. Wow. I've never had anything like this
dude,
in my life.
Fruit and honey on that triple with that. Oh, it's a Belgian triple. I mean, yeah, there's hops to it that shouldn't traditionally be there, but it's such a great combination.
Holy shit. Here's what I like about it.
It's almost like a Belgian, like, I know triple is in there, but I almost want to compare it to a real sweet, like, Belgian golden ale.
You know what? The hops are just, they're resting on my palate so perfectly. And all the fruitiness and the sweetness is on the top of my mouth.
And what surprises me, dude, there's one, two, three.
He's using his toes to count.
Five varieties of hops in this. But it's not, holy shit, there's five varieties of hops in this.
My mouth's freaking out.
It's got Simcoe, Sterling, Cascade, Crystal, and Amarillo. It's a Belgian Pilsner malt. IBU 33, ABV 10, and the original gravity for you geeks.
19.
Which you probably already know because I said ABV 10. But yeah, 19.
Wow. Dude. My palate's dancing.
I am a fan of Capital Lawrence Brewing.
My God. I love this. Wow.
I kind of like the last one a little better because it was had more malt kick to it.
Oh, but this is
but for
very
what this
fair.
Is, oh, my God. Yeah, it's incredible.
It's such a, I don't know how to put this. This is bad because we have a radio show too. I'm at a loss of words.
Tropical fruit. And I get the honey. It's fucking phenomenal, dude.
My God, because it's just the sweetness on the top of my mouth is just
smooth finish to it.
Yeah, it's very smooth, but it's like a. I don't want to say strong.
Yeah,
in
don't
a bad
say
way.
Strong in a. It's like a
very flavorful
front strong. It's,
right.
You can tell it's a higher ABV beer.
There's a lot of character.
You can't taste the alcohol. There's a ton of character.
A ton of character to it. But I love how the hops and like the bitterness just rest on my palate while the rest of my mouth is like
it's a nice
sweetness.
Smoothed out variety of flavor and aroma. It's incredible. And that, you know what?
On
the back end, dude, because I haven't picked up my glass here for a while, I get the honey prominent. It's just like sitting on the you know the back of your tongue. It's incredible.
It's like great fucking beer.
How great was that?
Great
fucking
beer.
Attaboy. Yeah, this is incredible.
Man.
Kudos to Capital Lawrence Brewing. Awesome beer.
I'm ready to sit here and just have a moment.
I know.
I have some bad like 90s movie music going on the back of my head. Like,
uh-oh.
Actually, probably like 80s, like Say Anything, where he's holding up the stereo.
Wow.
And the boombox in his hands. That's kind of what I'm feeling right now.
Oh, man. Well done. Well done, beer.
Jesus.
Mm.
I can only imagine.
I wish I knew what the Belgian yeast strain that they used as a home brewer. I'd love to know that, but they don't tell you.
I want to have more of the series. The smoke.
Yeah, as do I. I'd love to have the entire series.
This is like truly just like mesmerizing my palate. This is unreal.
That honey. Oh, speaking of honey, I just ordered ingredients to make my very first mead ever.
Oh, really?
You'll see that on SIBT. I know we haven't updated for a while. I've been busy. But it's going to start rolling again soon. So the guys that have started on that, keep checking it out because we will have more updates. My last update up there was when we did the 100-gallon brew in my homebrew club. It started out as a pale ale, ended up a double IPA. It was that kind of a day. It was awesome.
Wow, I'm floored by this.
Yeah, so am I, dude. So am I. That honey back into it is just incredible.
And I can honestly say, as I'm belching this also from the carbonation, that it's actually covered over the fatheads that I had for lunch today.
Yeah, nice, brother.
8 hours ago. Wow.
It's just a nice, smooth, enjoyable sipping beer.
I feel like I'm ready to write the great American novel.
Yeah, no doubt.
As I'm writing it, this is what I'd be drinking.
Ooh. I'm starting to get into more honey beers. Not so much meads, but beer with honey in them. My opinion of this beer is kind of elevated because of that.
This is my trucker's delight.
Wow.
Oh, dude. I'm going to have to wait driving home now after drinking this one. I want to sit back and enjoy this. This is a really good beer.
You know, dude, that's like a fireside beer right there.
Oh, yeah. You're
sitting in your comfy chair, open up, you know,
you're wearing your
favorite book.
You're wearing your SADT Snuggie.
That's right. Ooh. SADT Snuggie.
We should think about that.
Happy hour for your crotch. I don't know.
Oh, man. That's something you definitely want to sit back and chill. Oh, you know what? With
awesome,
winter coming
man.
In.
Yeah.
I don't have a fireplace, so I'll probably have to start a fire in my living
room. Well, I have a DVD that shows you a fireplace. Is that close enough?
That could work.
That's pretty cool.
That could definitely work for us. Oh, man.
Cheers, brother.
So what's on your mind?
Well, the fine gentleman, southern redneck barbecue and schmucks, who I love, from BigFilmyHead.com,
yeah.
Sent us a beer.
Do you want more?
Duh. Oh,
that's right. I'm the one
driving.
Poor
bitch.
Tonight.
Hey, you're in Studio A. But they sent us a beer a long, long time ago I've been sitting on. But the guys from Big Family Head sent us an Avery beer, a special Avery beer. I'm guessing, I don't even know the date anymore, probably at least a year ago. And we're going to do that for them this show, so stay tuned.
November 12th, 1955.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah.
Actually, if you want to get technical, November 5th, 1955, the day time travel was invented.
Wow.
Time to go back to the future, bitch.
So let's take our flux capacitor and travel back in time when Rick from Big Filmy Head, or Dick, I forget which one of them schmucks sent it to us.
The Rick and
Rick.
Dick.
Rick and Dick.
The Rick and Dick.
Awesome guys, awesome show, BigFilmyHead.com. Get a new show up, guys. But, yeah, I mean, it's been a long time coming, and we're going to review that beer, and I'm really looking forward to this one. It's a special beer. It's a strange beer. It's a weird beer, so stay tuned. Be right back.
So, well, I got a question.
What up?
So,
yes, it hurts when I pee. How many times do you have to ask me that?
I haven't broke the seal yet, so I got to go here.
All right, we're going to rinse our glasses out. Be right back
with
the special, special beer of the evening. Well, they've all been special, but this one, it's close to our heart.
I got to pee.
All right, be back.
Ladies and gentlemen, final beer of the evening.
Attention campers, final beer of the evening.
Annette.
It's now 11:30 p.m.
Well, technically 11:22, but
you shut up.
Who's counting?
I was rounding up. It's the final beer of the evening, which I'm really excited to try.
Oh, it's got foil.
Yeah, Spoon hates foil. The foil.
Fucking foil. Hate foil. All right, so educate everyone. I'll open this one. Thank God it's only one bottle.
Dude, this is...
I'm exhausted.
I don't even remember when Big Filmy had sent this to us. It was like a year ago, maybe. Maybe not so much a year ago. Pretty close to it, anyway. But anyway, we are doing the Avery Brabant. Now, for you non-beer geeks out there that listen to our show, this is a special beer.
Why is it special?
Because it tastes like a horse.
If you would ever blow a horse, it would taste like this.
I mean, they call it, like, unofficially, not Avery, but in the general community, a horse blanket beer. Yeah. It's a weird-ass beer. It's a barrel-aged wild ale. It's just, yeah, it's weird. Barrel-aged for like 8 months.
Number one in our barrel-aged series, aged ale in Zinfandel barrels, Brabant. Barrel-aged wild ale. Now, here's what sucks. If you've been drinking, which we have, this text, this font is so fucking small. But I'm going to do my best.
Yeah.
Experimentation. Ales and lagers that defy styles or categories. This is what we are about. Our driving force, our passion. To further facilitate this innovative spirit, we've developed our barrel age series where anything, and we mean
anything
goes. Brewed for those as adventurous as we are. As we is. We'll go with
and that. And they are. Avery is very adventurous.
Number one, Brabant. This is a luscious dark ale fermented with two strains of wild yeast.
Horse blanket.
Brettanomyces. Brettanomyces.
Brettanomyces.
Hey, that's not bad. Then aged for 8 months in Zinfandel barrels. Ooh. Take that, Behringer, bitches. We hope you enjoy sifting through the vast layers of complexity in this mysterious ale. Brewed with water, malt, barley, hops, and two strains of Barramyces yeast. California cash refund. Oklahoma, Hawaii, Oregon, Iowa, and Iowa, Delaware, Massachusetts, Iowa, Connecticut,
anyhow,
Vermont, New York, Maine, 5 cents, Michigan, 10.
I'm kind of surprised that the Beer Advocate gave this a B-plus rating. I thought this would be A all over the board, but...
Fucking foil.
It's a weird-ass beer, dude. It
smells really good, though. I like how it smells.
It's American. It's a wild
smell
ale.
It. Smell it!
Smell it.
Smell the bitch.
Not the bottle, the glass. Oh, that smells strong as shit.
All right.
Not like an alcohol smell, though. It's just a holy flavor of whole...
A nose full of...
In-your-face smell. Yes.
All right. Final beer, tits and ass.
Rabant Avery.
Damn. Ugh! God! God! Damn! Sour. Sour. That's...
But is that a shocking, holy fuck, this is sour, or you not like it?
I
love this.
I didn't know. Well, I'm not.
This is one complex beer.
No shit.
But he's right on the sour end of it. That's a sour ass finish.
I wasn't expecting that.
Holy shit.
Oh, damn. That's a rough one. Oh, wow. If you're into sours, this is a beer.
Yeah, it is along that line. That's a sour ass finish.
Can we go back to the other beer?
I like this, dude.
I don't.
No?
No. I don't like sours.
Is it not at all?
No.
Dude, but here's the thing. We haven't been exposed to too many sours here.
I have.
So.
I drank sours. I'm not a fan of sours. Now,
I love this beer.
It's a good representation of the style.
No, dude. What style? This is a fucked up beer.
All right. Let's put it this way. I appreciate it as a sour. I'm not a sours person, but this is a good sour beer. It's not something I would drink. But that's a good sour beer.
Yeah, little sour beers in general, I don't think I'd like frequently drink.
Wow, dude, my palate's like punching me in the nuts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
This is ale aged in Zinfandel barrels, dude.
That's the sad thing is I'm getting that.
The date thing, as far as I can tell, I don't know about the shipping, but
yeah,
our bottle
yeah
was bottled on February 10th of 2009. So.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. What the hell?
They did 694 cases of this, and that was it.
Oh, fuck. I don't like this.
I love this.
I'll drink
it. It's weird.
Oh, it's weird. Seriously, I'm going to brush my teeth after this.
I would not drink this beer on a regular basis.
I could definitely.
But it's one of them beers you're like, damn.
I definitely get the white Zin off that, though. Oh, man. Oh.
I like it. It's got a sour bite to it for sure. But again, I don't think either of us have been exposed to a lot of sour beers. So
pucker up, Buttercup.
I don't get the horse blanket reference, though.
I'm not into horses.
Oh, wait. Now I do. I just took a whiff.
Oh, man.
I like this beer because it's different, and that's what I'm all about. It's complex. It's different. It's weird.
Definitely weird.
It's strange.
It's going to put hair on your nuts. Jesus.
No, it won't. It'll take it off.
Don't dip your balls in it.
I love this beer.
Good. You got more than I did.
Mm.
Oh. Gah. If you're not in the sour beers, don't buy this.
Yeah, this is not for the introductory beer crowd for sure. It's intense.
Oh, if I get pulled over tonight, they'll look at me like, what's wrong? I'm like, dude, I had a sour beer. Oh, I can't.
But
I can't.
It's not like, I'd get it like two or three more of them, but I'd save them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It wouldn't be like a beer I'd drink like on a regular basis.
I'll be honest. I've had quite a few sour beers.
As a beer snob, or excuse me, geek.
Beer geek, yes. We're not snobs.
This is not your average everyday beer, for sure. They didn't mean it that way.
Oh, man. That's rough for me.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Oh, dude. Now, check this out. I'm looking at some of the reviews on Beer Advocate just to see what other people are saying. slightly sweet tobacco.
It does, that's what really? I got out of it. A little tobacco. Oh. Yeah. I got that.
Tobacco.
A little
maybe.
Cherries, maybe? A little hint of cherries?
I got the cherry thing. I had that right off the bat. But
the sourness, though, is like really prominent, man.
Oh, spoon no likey.
I like it.
But you know what?
But it's one of them beers that you do like once a year kind of a thing, you know?
It's still better than butternuts.
That's, yeah, anything is. But, hey, dude, on that note, you ready to end the show, bro?
Yeah, let's get the hell out of here. Oh.
Off like a prom dress, Spoon. Dude, it's been good back to Studio A again, man.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
For shouldidrinkthat.com, this is the most reverend father, blah, Spoon.
And this is the most sour, sick puppy.
Saying, even if it's crap,
we drink it.
So you don't have to.
That's right, bitches.
Bitches!
I am going to just savor the rest of this beer.
You go right ahead.
Love it. I'm going to steal Spoon's potion.
I'm going to go play in traffic.
I love this stuff, man.
Maybe I'll go headbutt a train.
Thanks for Big Foamy Head for supplying that. Thanks to Bill for the homebrews.
I want to know when Big Foamy Head's going to send me some barbecue.
Thanks to our boy from New York. We had some good beers tonight, dude.
Yeah, they were definitely good beers. Yeah. So, all right, we're gonna go watch some MMA or some shit.
That's
watch some
right.
people go beat the hell out of each other and
blood.
Enjoy the night.
We out,
bitches.
Again. See you guys. Love you.
Part 2.